This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to the Gains for Girls podcast. I'm in DC today. We have a testimony a little later on surrounding Title IX and upholding the original intent of Title IX and urging the Biden administration to not go through with their despicable rewrite, which would ultimately hurt women, harm women, and take away our opportunities that Title IX ensured that we had. But being in DC, I am talking to one of my favorite senators. This is a senator who has been on the forefront of protecting women's sports, but really on the forefront of a lot of issues. Of course, the border crisis, what's going on in the Middle East right now, upholding our freedoms such as the Second Amendment and the freedom of speech. He's one of the ones who is unapologetic and really just a warrior for truth and for sanity. Check out the interview with Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, it is so good to see you again. I had the pleasure of seeing you recently at the Lady Ballers premiere, which if you haven't seen it, everyone needs to go watch it. It was hilarious. But Senator Cruz, your cameo was probably my favorite. I'll be honest, I was hesitant to join on it first when they initially reached out and asked me if I wanted to do this because, of course, this is an issue I take pretty seriously. Yeah. And so I was kind of nervous to poke fun at it, be lighthearted. But I will tell you after watching it, that's exactly what we needed to do. We needed to kind of be able to mock what is already a mockery. And so I just kind of wanted you to talk about your experience with the film and what you think about making a comedy really out of this insanity.
Well, Riley, thanks for having me on. It was great to see you last week and congrats on the podcast. It is terrific that you're putting out the podcast and I appreciate just the courage you've shown. You have been a warrior on an issue that, look, you know firsthand, invites vilification. The left, the media, they are mean, they're hateful, they target you personally, and I admire the courage that you've shown. It really makes a difference. Look, the movie was awesome. It was a blast. You and I were both at the movie premiere. It was in Nashville. You're right, the movie is really funny. When they asked me to do the cameo, I wanted to see a copy of the script. They let me read the whole script before I did it, which was good because I was laughing out loud on the script. And once I read the script, I'm like, all right, I'm in. This is funny. It's well written. And the movie is an awful lot, I think, like Dodgeball. And I'm a huge movie buff and I love comedies. I like to laugh. But I think it was really powerful. I mean, in some ways, it's amazing no one's made this movie yet because the idea is at some level really obvious that you got a bunch of middle-aged guys that decide to play women's basketball and just dominate women's basketball. And it is so absurd, it cries out for laughter. And I actually think culture is pervasive and powerful in a way that logical arguments and charts, you can put up numbers of, body mass index and all sorts of stats. And that moves people's opinions less than watching some giant 6'8" guy plowing his elbow into the nose of this poor woman who's trying to compete. And that happens in the movie to powerful effect. And I think we need to be fighting in the arena of culture. As you know, I've got a brand new book that just came out. The book is called Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. And the entire book is about doing exactly this, doing what Lady Ballers does, doing what your podcast does, which is fighting back the culture to take our culture back and to take our institutions back.
Well, absolutely. I think that's amazing. And you mentioned, how has someone not made this movie yet? And I'm going to give you a chance to talk about your book at the end, too, because it's incredibly important. And I want to ask you specifically, can we defeat cultural Marxism? But you mentioned why has no one made this movie? And it's because it's basically happening. I mean, it's like a documentary watching this thing. Of course, it's supposed to be a comedy, but I'm watching it. And I'm like, no, this is a documentary. But anyways, you've been a champion for women's sports. That's been very clear in your approach to the issue. Of course, a few weeks ago, you guys had Charlie Baker, which is the NCAA president, testifying before the Senate, your committee. But what I thought was so interesting was he couldn't answer half of the questions asked of him, specifically on the issue of allowing men into women's sports, and particularly the locker room aspect and how to get back to Senator Hawley in writing. And so just as you talked about institutions, do you think institutional leadership is failing us all around from the NCAA, within academia, of course, in corporate America? Talk about what institutional leadership looks like right now in America.
Yeah, look, it's failing at every level. And you know, you look at the institutions. What my book does is it focuses, each chapter of the book focuses on a different institution. So it starts off with universities. And I call universities the Wuhan lab of the woke virus. So it's where the virus was created. It's where it mutated. It's where it spread. And it went from universities. It went from there to K-12 education, from there to journalism, to government, to big business, to big tech, to entertainment, Hollywood, movies, television, sports, music, and from there to science. And then the final chapter is on China, which I view as a central nexus that is intertwined with all of these. And if you look at the institutions, the universities, and the sort of transgender radicalism, look, normal, rational people don't find it difficult to figure out what a woman is. Literally from the dawn of time, humanity, that was never a trick question. And the truth of the matter is these idiot leftists, they know as well. I joke all the time. Joe Biden knows exactly what a woman is. He only sniffs the hair of girls. He hasn't once wandered up to a guy and sniffed his hair. He can figure it out. And Riley, I feel 100% certain Bill Clinton knows what a woman is.
Of course.
Maybe they all do.
Of course. I mean, heck, we have a sitting Supreme Court justice who can't even say what a woman is. And you know, her rationale was because she claims she's not a biologist. But I agree with you. Maybe the litmus test should be, you know, putting someone in front of Biden, and if he sniffs their hair, they're a girl. But
you know, you asked, can we defeat this? And I actually believe we can. And what you're doing is really important, because telling stories. Look, the human mind, we exist based on stories. Your story of standing there next to a man with his genitalia hanging out in the locker room, that's disturbing. And I will say, you know, for a lot of young women, they don't want to be in that experience. I'm the father of two daughters. I don't want my girls in that position. It is, imagery is powerful. And what I argue for in the book Unwoke is basically using three sets of tools to fight back. The first is transparency and sunshine. The ideas of the radical left are wildly unpopular. Normal, rational people don't support abolishing the police. Normal, rational people don't support open borders and the chaos at our southern border. Normal, rational people know exactly what a woman is. That's not hard for them. And normal, rational people don't go justifying and supporting the atrocities of Hamas terrorists. None of those are normal views. They're extreme. So the left survives, number one, by keeping it secret. Number two, through power and force and coercion, trying to cancel you. And number three, through indoctrination. We can fight back just by shining a light. And that's what you're doing day in, day out. The second tool is changing the cost-benefit analysis to increase the costs for individuals or institutions to go woke, to make it riskier and more expensive for them to do so. And the third tool is I encourage conservatives and libertarians, fight in the arena of ideas and invest in the organs of transmission of ideas. So either creating new avenues like your podcast, or I encourage conservatives or libertarians who've been successful in business, invest, go buy a TV station, buy a radio station, buy a movie studio, buy a book publishing house, buy a record label. And the example I use in the book is Elon Musk's buying Twitter, which I think is the most significant step for free speech in decades. We need to fight in those arenas and not cede them to the left. And it's why Lady Ballers is a great example of that. It is fighting in the arena of entertainment, putting out good product, and fighting to take back the culture.
I could not agree more. And I think now more than ever, people are hungry for those alternatives.
Yes.
I mean, think about what's gone on with Nike and Adidas and all of these athleisure brands who are giving sports bra endorsements to men. And they have these tucking bathing suits for children and all this crazy stuff. People are looking for alternatives. I really believe that. And so I would say a good example is Jonathan Isaac, creating United, giving people a way to spend their money in a way that matches their values, which I totally agree. I think we need to fight back. I think for too long, we've kind of turned the other cheek because, you know, as conservatives, we have our heads down. We're focused on our careers and our families and the things that matter to us. All the while, the left, the radical left, at least, is scheming and is working behind closed doors to kind of implement what we're seeing now play out in real time. And go ahead.
Look, that is exactly right. And so we need to have a call to action. If we don't take these institutions back, we lose our country. And so I want to encourage your viewers, the book Unwoke, you can get on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever you get your books. And it's, the book is, it's fun. It's interesting. It tells stories. It's not some abstract academic treatise. It is real world and it's practical and hopeful. And so I want to encourage you, go buy the book. But I also want to encourage you, listen, it's Christmas season. So buy more than one. But buy a copy for your mom. Buy a copy for your best friend or your crazy left-wing neighbor to knock some sense into him. Or even better, buy a copy for your kids or your grandkids so they can understand the garbage that is being indoctrinated in them. You know, one of the striking scenes in the movie Lady Ballers that both you and I had the joy of being a part of was the scene where the little 9-year-old girl is telling her dad in the car about the, quote, girl that had a penis. And like he, you know, almost crashes his car. He's like, what are you talking about? And it's disturbing. And I talked with the beautiful young actress who played the little girl. And I said, look, in some ways it was, and I was talking with her mom who was there also. Look, in some ways you're like horrified to hear a 9-year-old girl saying that. But the scene works because it's so jarring. And the reason it's important is, listen, that garbage is being told to our 9-year-old children. And so just because it's disturbing to see doesn't mean that we should bury our heads in the sand and ignore that people are trying to indoctrinate our kids with this nonsense. And we need to engage and fight back.
Absolutely. And I, again, just want to reiterate, everyone, where can they buy the book? Tell us that.
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, and it's been a national bestseller. And so go buy the book. I think you'll find it fun and interesting. And it's designed to inform you and educate you and empower you so that when you're talking with your friends and they raise this nonsense, you'll have the facts to push back.
Amazing. And if I can be of any encouragement to everyone, we've got 11 months. Here. And as you've said, with the different things going on, the rise in crime, the border crisis, of course, what's going on in the Middle East that has now transpired here in the U.S. On college campuses and different places, we're at a pretty vital point, I would say, in America and the future of America. And so for these next 11 months, this should be the hardest anyone works these next 11 months. That should be everyone's goal. Make it your New Year's resolution to just as you said, spread transparency and fight back in the arenas that we as conservatives, I think have done a pretty poor job of fighting back in, that have allowed them to be the public square, to be totally overtaken by the left. Again, I appreciate you. I want to ask you really quickly, because Texas is in the Final Four. So I want to get a score prediction from you, and we're going to come back to this and see how close you are.
All right. Look, I think Texas is going to beat Washington. I think it is going to be 32-21.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. I'm grateful for you. We're going to check back with the prediction. Good luck with everything today. And of course, throughout the rest of the year, we're very grateful for you. And
my prediction is the Longhorns win it all. Hook 'em horns.
Thank you for tuning in to the Gains for Girls podcast. Make sure you go and buy Senator Cruz's book, Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon or anywhere where you get your books. And I loved his idea. buy this book for your neighborhood leftist or your professor who is a radical Democrat or for someone who simply can't answer the question of what is a woman. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week.